Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Joe, it's been a crazy 24 hours, really. Like when we're 6 points down, this is the first thing to remind you. Didn't think that we'd be doing this today. You know, having the fun here in the just outside the club here. So yeah, look, we're delighted with the win, but it's exceptional circumstances, and it was one of those crazy games that you don't see too often. I can't remember too many finishes like that in any game.
Yeah.
In any sport, really, being that far down, far behind, and so late in the game. So it was incredible.
Just for people to really appreciate the madness of it all. So, as you said, 6 points down with a minute of normal time to go. Whatever about hurling, this just does not happen in football against quality opposition. But here's Ger McNally and everybody on KFM losing their minds over those closing minutes.
But the ball's given away. James Murray, this is Murphy's chance. They have to make this count. James Murray, they must get a goal from this as the turn is without. Murray inside the road. It's Sweeney! Ah! Sweeney in the back of the net! And there is Murphy's chance. We've got 4 minutes of time to go. Murphy now have a free from the 45 and a chance to win this game. It was a free from 55 metres. It's suddenly now right on the 45 and a real chance for Murphy to win this game. Probably the last kick of normal time. A big deep breath from Aina O'Connor. This to win Murphy the Leinster title. Oh, he struck it terribly. It's gone away. It's kept in play. Kevin Millan! It's over the bar! Oh, it's over the bar! And that's surely... Surely it's the last kick of the game! Unbelievable! Moorfield, you couldn't credit this! They were dead and buried! Have St. Lomond got any time left in this game? We've got 6.5 minutes injury time played. 5 minutes for signal for.
You gotta say no, whether he loves it or
not! Oh, unbelievable! Unbelievable! Moorfield, in the most dramatic circumstances possible, a comeback from being 6 points down with just 2 minutes left on the clock, and they've won by a single point! Tommy Callaghan is dancing in the press box. The picture of Bordeaux is being invaded. It's the most incredible victory you'll ever hear about.
There you go. That's a bit more like it, I think.
I have to say that. I have to laugh at that. That gives me goosebumps. No, I haven't heard that yet. So,
right.
It's amazing to hear that. And it captures the moment very well, in fairness to him.
Yeah. So your goal then, I mean, your goal is kind of crucial. James Murray makes a brilliant interception. And, you know, like, so you're the hero today in some ways with the goal. But Murray makes a brilliant interception and then runs up the field and takes the right option.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think James, he actually tried to do that just before that.
Right.
If you look at it, 2 minutes before that, he tried to intercept the ball and he just missed it. We had to just take those opportunities or those chances at that stage, you know, like the game was kind of slipping away from us big time. So, in fairness to James, he took the risk and I think he read that player very well, you know, and he drove so hard at through the centre of their defence that they all kind of went to him and it just left me at the back post. So, again, but even his pass, the hand pass, you know, it just came the perfect weight, you know, that didn't have to check the run or anything like that. So, the finish was the easy part, really.
Does any part of you have time to think about the importance of the finish, or is it all so quick that you, I mean, it must flash through your mind, this is I have to score this, or does it?
Not really, no. Right. All I thought about was just keep it low.
Yeah.
Keep it low, keep it on the deck, try to avoid the keeper's legs, you know. And, yeah, thankfully it went in. I couldn't, to be honest with you, you know, it was one of those ones where you nearly half closed your eyes, hope for the best. it was an amazing, after the next couple of minutes after that, it was just an amazing feeling because we got a real sense that we were going to win this thing, you know, and everybody sensed that. And I don't think they got one kick out after that, but that was the only time they touched the ball after it, you know, we owned it after that.
Yeah, because people might be wondering, well, how come a team as good as Lomond's, and they did have a Paul Sharry, their midfielder, got a second yellow, so they do lose a man. But even so, you know, drag another man back. They don't necessarily need to score a huge amount more. People might be wondering, well, how come Lomond's couldn't kill the game, cynically or otherwise? And as much as anything, they just couldn't get the ball. Ye squeezed right up, just had all the momentum. I'd say they're shell-shocked. I'd say they still don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, I would think so, because we were shell-shocked too, you know, going the other way. Like, you know, it was crazy feeling afterwards, but I think you're right there. Just like, you know, we really squeezed up on their kickouts, and we got a little bit lucky as well. A couple of balls just fell into a Moorfield arm,
yeah,
and it could have went the other way into a Lomond's arm, and you know, we got that rubber to green, even the box at the end, back into play, bouncing to Kevin Murnaghan, and it could have went anywhere.
It was you who fisted that back, wasn't it? You fisted that back.
It was, yeah.
So you're on the end line and you're saying, right, just get this back somewhere into play. It's not like you're picking out. You're not picking out Kevin.
No. I'd love to say that I did, but no, I didn't at all. No. It could have went anywhere. So,
yeah.
Like I say, it was just Kevin was right man in the right place. But even Kevin being there, you know, it was a sure sign that we wanted to win the game, you know, because it would have been easy for him to just sit back in the half back line and, you know, just see it out and get the extra time or whatever. But he was up there. He wanted to win it. So he got his reward for that.
Because we had Oisin Langan reporting at the game for us, and he dropped into the show around the time that St. Lomans had gone 6 points clear with kind of 5, 6, 7 minutes to go. And, you know, his kind of signing off was, OK, so Lomans pretty much have this. It's as good as done. And we were the same in studio. We said, right, 2-10 up to whatever it was, 10 points at that stage. Lomans are going to win their first Leinster. And, like, I presume, I know it's not like you're walking around having time to think of this, but realistically, when they go 2-10 to 10 points up with 6, 7, 8 minutes to go, and then you're 6 points down with a minute to go, you're preparing yourself in some ways for the full-time whistle and a loss.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I mean, anyone that tells you otherwise is a liar.
Yeah.
Because when the second goal went in, you're thinking, Jesus. Even before the second goal went in, I was thinking, Jesus, 10 minutes left here and we're 3 down. We need to start eating into this lead, because they were so well organised in defence that it was so hard to break them down. And we had we found it fierce difficult to put together any moves up front. You know, all our scores were either free kicks or very individual bits and pieces, you know.
The possibility of you racking up 6 points suddenly is
slim. It was nearly impossible to get 3 points. Six, you know. So I suppose when we got to that point, though, to the 6 point thing, we thought if we get one sniff of a goal, we just have to take it. And then, you know, as soon as we got that, all the momentum just shifted straight away.
Yeah.
I think even the atmosphere completely changed in the stadium, you know. And there was a huge atmosphere at the game. It was incredible. It's one of the best I've ever experienced in my life now, I have to say. From both sets of supporters, wow. It was incredible.
So you're 37 now. Should you not be some kind of old folks home talking about the good old days, no?
No. It's only a number.
How are you feeling? How are you moving?
Not too bad. I haven't trained as much this year now as I have in previous years due to, I suppose, it was a Kildare last year. And mostly we're training the same nights as Kildare, so I missed an awful lot of training. And my only starts this season have been the Leinster campaign. I didn't start any of the games in the Kildare Championship.
Right.
So body's actually feeling better now as the Championship is going on, I have to say. The more training I'm getting in, it feels good.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's only a number. And like we finished that game with 5 19-year-olds on the pitch, you know.
Five 19-year-olds, so, wow.
Yeah. 5 19-year-olds definitely played anyway. So, and it's the same in all the games.
Right, that explains
incredible.
That explains a bit to me, because I should, a full disclosure here, I'm a Selbridge man, so we pretty much hate you lads. And for people who don't know, Moorfield beat Selbridge in the Kildare County final and had, I think, your captain and your vice captain both sent off within 20 minutes.
Right, yeah.
But I remember talking to people, I was around the town in the days before the final, and I was chatting to someone and asking how will the game go against Moorfield, and he was saying, well, you know, if you go by the number of county players, Selbridge have more county players than Moorfield, but Moorfield, a lot of people are really fancy this Moorfield team. So that, you know, that led to the obvious conclusion, they must have a fairly special batch of young players coming through.
And we do, and it often it doesn't get the recognition, you know, that people don't realise how young these guys are, but they're really good. You know, they won a minor championship a couple of years ago under Sos Dowling. They've done unbelievable work there for the club, and they're just really good, solid young fellas, you know. And they're not young fellas that are going to be here for a year and then, you know, they go off travelling or whatever, you know. They love the club, and they're going to be playing for the next 10 years, you know. They're just really good to have around the place, and it was one of the main reasons I went back playing this year, was the quality of the character of the young fellas, you know.
Yeah, because I presume you were in two minds. You know, you're a Kildare selector, you're 37. I presume you have family life to look after as well, and it's a big commitment. So I presume you were in two minds.
I was, 100%, yeah. Especially a lot of reasons. Like, I have 3 small kids and 1 big one. You know, I have an 18-year-old too, and that's obviously time-consuming, and my wife is very understanding there. But also the fact that I couldn't really train this year, that was one of the big things that I was kind of saying, I don't feel comfortable playing and, you know, coming in and out for the odd match here in the league. And in my head anyway, I need to be training just as much as or harder than everybody else. It's just a point in place. But Ross and the management team have been brilliant. You know, they understood everything, and you know, it was always the plan to kind of, you know, to keep me off the legs as much as possible, and trying to nearly stop me training more than anything else.
Right.
I probably train a bit too much sometimes. I think I'm a young fella when I'm not. it's worked out well. And like I said, Jackie, my wife, has been brilliant to support me and going back. So
yeah,
I've been playing in 2018 anyway, the early part of 2018 anyway.
Yeah, no, it must be magic. I mean, God, not to make you feel too old, but you're going back to, like, I guess most people in Kildare football, first memory of you is the Leinster final against Dublin in 2000, where you're 20 years old and Kildare beat Dublin, I think down by 6 points at half time.
That's right.
In that game as well. Yeah. So, I mean, bloody hell, 18 years later to be still chugging away is no bad thing.
Yeah. And it's amazing that back in 2001 that Leinster, I thought that we, you know, we'd be winning Leinsters every year, every second year, and we never got there. We never got another one after that, as you know. So, to be able to do it with the club, it's incredible, you know, because there's only three in Kildare's history, you know, ourselves. We've won two now, and Raheem's won the other one. So it's probably not going to set in for a couple of years what we've achieved, you know, and we're very proud of it. But we want to kick on now. We want to try and compete for this All-Ireland, because I think in all six, we didn't really do ourselves justice. We were probably 40 minutes into the game against Crokes before we realised that we could actually win the thing, you know.
Yeah.
We ended up trying again then, and we lost the replay. But
certainly
this time, you know, we'll be trying to get to the next level.
Well, I think so, because you get to this stage of the competition and you can feel, geez, do we really deserve to be here? But the other side of that coin is, look at how much traffic you've bypassed now. Basically, you're down to a handful of clubs, and any club can beat any club. Realistically, that's the nature of the club championship.
Yeah, and I think that's something we didn't realise in 06. I think.
Yeah.
We thought that we probably didn't really belong there. You know, we were Cross McGlen, were there, and Dr. Crokes and ourselves, and I think St. Bridget's as well. So there were the three of them were really experienced teams at that level, and we weren't. So we were tiptoeing into it. And like I say, we didn't realise until nearly too late that we could actually win the bloody thing. And if we can take anything out, even though there's only a few of us left in that team, we can take that promise that we can actually give this a good rattle now.
Yeah. Before I let you go, one of the really lovely aspects of the day yesterday I saw was, so your family were there, and your mum was there, and so there's a phone thrown to you pretty much on full time, because you're talking to your dad, who wasn't well enough to be at the game. I mean, I can only imagine what that conversation is like.
We talked to my dad. He really wanted to go to the game. You know, he was all stressed. I rang him that morning, and he was ready to go. He was all wrapped up, and it was kind of cold, and the weather was bad. And my mom kind of convinced him not to go. You know, he's not well at the moment. So, it was lovely to have the conversation with him on the phone, because the emotions were high. You know, especially with the circumstances, the way we won the game. And he was at home watching on the television, and he was in tears on the phone, and I was half in tears on the phone on the pitch. So it was a great moment. And then when we got back to the hotel, I didn't even go in. I just went straight up to the house there to have a chat with him, and just a moment or whatever. And then I went back to the hotel then. So yeah, that's really what it's all about, you know.
Jeez, that's the definition of quality time with the loved one, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think it's important to make the most of that time, you know.
Yeah. And, like, I presume, are you two the type that would be in tears to each other often?
No.
I would have thought so.
We're Irish men.
I know. It's bizarre, isn't it, the things that will force Irish men to cry?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think he was just very proud, and I suppose it's the only time either it's sport and maybe a few pints are the only two things that we show real emotion.
I know. I'm hoping future generations will be better than us, but this is our cross to bear for the time being. And did I read right that he had thought initially you might have drawn the game?
Yeah, he was saying that on the phone. He thought that it was he thought we had drawn it.
Right.
He got the scores wrong, and then he realised we won it, and he was there on his own, but he was jumping up and down, so it was great.
Okay, well, it was magic stuff. We'll let you go and enjoy the rest of the evening. Thanks a million for talking to us, Ronan. Cheers.
Thanks, John. Cheers. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.